Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, this is just a quick update before we get into this episode's reading. This is the last episode using my old mic. If you saw my update on Instagram, I now have a new microphone which sounds like this, and you will hear it fully in the next episode. Second thing is, I haven't been able to keep a consistent schedule lately because school, even though it's online, we are still finishing up some courses, but when summer starts, I will definitely be able to release more episodes than usual. Thanks for sticking with me, and now we'll get to this week's episode. Warning: the SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Miniature dump truck. Item number: SCP-115. Object class: safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-115-1 is to be stored in the secure vehicle storage facility in site, where access is restricted unless accompanied by level 3 personnel or higher. SCP-115-2 is currently being kept in a secure drawer of Dr.'s desk. SCP-115 is not to be used without Dr.'s explicit approval. Any site staff using SCP-115-2 must return it in a timely manner or face punitive measures. No other special containment procedures are required. Description: SCP-115 is a toy dump truck with no identifying markers or labels to identify its original manufacturer. However, unlike regular toy dump trucks, SCP-115-1 weighs as much as the actual vehicle it represents, roughly 90 tons. It is currently unknown how the vehicle weighs this much, as analysis of SCP-115-1's composition reveals that it is made of the same commercial plastic commonly found in similar cheap quality toys. SCP-115-1 is also capable of motorized movement and can function exactly like a normal dump truck, excepting the fact that it is several magnitudes smaller. It is controlled by SCP-115-2, which resembles a heavily modified RC car controller. SCP-115-2 can control SCP-115-1's movements despite the fact that SCP-115-1 lacks any kind of radio receiver or mechanical parts. SCP-115-2 does not work with any other radio-controlled device, but otherwise functions exactly like a mundane radio controller, even requiring batteries to function correctly. Testing has shown that in addition to its abnormal weight, SCP-115-1 also has a similar carrying capacity as its larger counterparts, being able to carry or tow roughly 120 tons of cargo. In addition, SCP-115-1 also apparently needs diesel fuel to run properly. There is a small port in its left side that allows fueling, though it stores and consumes as much fuel as a regular dump truck. How it consumes the diesel fuel, as well as where it is stored, are issues currently under study. SCP-115-1 was originally found in a construction site in where workers attempted to move it, but found the task impossible due to the fact that SCP-115-1 weighs 90 tons. They were forced to use heavy machinery to move SCP-115-1 off the construction site and to a nearby town, where it became a local curiosity. Agents and discovered SCP-115-1 and found SCP-115-2 at the same construction site. Class A amnestics were distributed among the townspeople in order to cover up SCP-115-1's existence. To anybody using SCP-115-1 for testing, I would like to remind you about Newton's laws. Driving SCP-115-1 recklessly at high speeds is inviting disaster, and we've already had to deal with several destroyed walls and equipment due to improper handling. Doctor. Thank you for listening. Intro music for this episode was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Additional music was from Mayu. Level 2 patrons or higher get early ad-free episodes. Everything is included in the show notes. There is also a form where you can request to have any SCP read. This episode was also recorded live on Discord. You can check out my Discord server and also ask for requests. I will also leave a link in the show notes. Leaving a review, rating, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.